everyone, and welcome to Outsources on KGNU, a homegrown queer radio show brought to you by our ragtag group of Outsources Collective volunteer producers. My name is Kelly Drumright, and in case y'all haven't noticed, it's June. It is Gemini and birthday season for me. I'm also a gardener, and the flowers in the garden are just popping. The birds are everywhere. Ugh, it's amazing. And it's also Pride Month, which the snarky side of me also notices that it's the time of year when corporations all of a sudden remember that, you know, gay people exist out here. And so they slap rainbows on everything and try to sell us a superficial sense of inclusion. It's a classic quote unquote cause marketing tactic. And it's also similar to what happens in February for Black History Month or, you know, any of these other months that are commemorating various important marginalized communities. So, okay. Off of my soapbox, empty pink washing aside, it is Pride's 365 around here for me and for the Outsources Collective, I'm sure. So tonight's show is dedicated to the quiet queers, the mad and sad and sick and disabled queers, those for whom Pride, parades, and other, you know, massive events are actually largely inaccessible. And I've done some research, and while there's nary a live streamed or virtual option to be found for any local events. You know, it's like 2020 never happened and everyone has pandemic amnesia. Did I say I was off my soapbox? Sorry. But anyway, I did manage to dig up a variety of cool offerings honoring LGBTQ plus folks. And these are entirely online and we are able to access them from our homes. You know, that said, accessibility is a large topic that is going to be woven throughout the show tonight, and it is a mixed bag, and it's a kind of a complicated thing to dig into, so I'm going to spend a few minutes at the top here getting into what accessibility means and the different forms it can take, and also why it's important all year round and in various relationships, you know, not just these events that we're going to. And after that, I will break down a list of virtual events in chronological order and explain a bit about each one. You can find all the information I'm about to share, as well as the event links, by going to kgnu.org/outsources and selecting the 2023 Pride Events show. And finally, for those who are interested in attending in-person events throughout the state, One Colorado has a great event calendar on their website, including many of the amazing Black Pride Colorado happenings. So do go check out one-colorado.org if that is your jam.
By my side, and I knew, 'cause I can recall when I was the one.
So accessibility, access. Who is she? What is she all about? It is essentially the degree to which people with various needs can inhabit the same space-times together, whether that's in physical space or in virtual space. And people have varying different access needs. For example, people with multiple chemical sensitivities might need a space that is free of fragrances. Or people who are autistic or, you know, have various other neurodivergence might need a sensory, like a low sensory room in order to go calm down, something with like a weighted blankets or fidget toys or, you know, lower lighting, things like that. So these are just two examples, you know, that off the top of my head, but we are going to get into more of the nitty gritty here. So the connection to pride is actually a longstanding one. And I'm going to quote Elena Leary in their article, Glittering with Accessibility, Virtual Events Pave the Way for a More Inclusive Pride. And this was written in June, 2020. 2020 was the 50th anniversary of Pride. And so it was, you know, going to be a big deal. And then with COVID-19 raging, a lot of these events pivoted to virtual. And so Leary is talking about how that's actually, you know, a boon for people who are disabled, because many of us, myself included, in the LGBTQ community have disabilities. So here is Leary. Historically, Pride events have been inaccessible to disabled people in myriad ways, from failing to employ sign language interpreters and hosting events in spaces that aren't wheelchair accessible to not having a fragrance fee policy. The events are also not always welcoming to people of color, undocumented immigrants, and religious minorities due to a heavy police presence, or to sober folks who are tired of how alcohol-heavy queer events can be. When these events aren't accessible to everyone, an entire community of LGBTQ people are left out of honoring the history of Pride. So here I want to bring in the work of disability justice, and specifically the incredible contributions of Sandy Ho, Mia Mingus, and Alice Wong, and their hashtag AccessIsLove project. And what this project is, it's trying to, quote, build a world where accessibility is understood as an act of love instead of a burden or an afterthought. It is an initiative to raise awareness about accessibility and encourage people to incorporate access in their everyday practices and lives. So there's a ton of resources available, and also I really appreciate this framing of where accessibility isn't an afterthought, and it's not something that we do begrudgingly. It's something that is, you know, actually necessary to have loving and intimate and reciprocal relationships with people, regardless of disability or ability status.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits.
But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU Boulder, Denver. I'm your host, Kelly Drumright, and I've been discussing pride and accessibility or inaccessibility and what that means and why it matters. And now I'm going to share some information about virtual pride events. Thank you to bipanlibrary.com for being a great resource while I was researching for this show. Of course, caveat at the beginning, an access caveat, since that's the topic of today, the degree of accessibility is going to vary for these events, such as whether or not they offer ASL, American Sign Language interpretation, not to mention interpretation into other languages, and or whether there is CART, which stands for Communication Access Real-Time Translation, and those are the captions that you see on the bottom of a live stream transmission. And you know, there's no need to take notes, actually, especially not if you're driving. Please pay attention, because all of this information and links will be available at kgnu.org/outsources. If trivia is your thing, on Friday, June 9th, the Massachusetts Public Libraries, a few different branches, are hosting a Pride Edition trivia on Zoom. On Sunday, June 11th, Rest is Resistance is hosting an online meditation and movement space for queer, trans people of color. This is actually, they host this every Sunday, or every second Sunday of the month, rather. They also host a Burnt Out Activist Club support group online every Wednesday on Zoom. Again, these are spaces for queer, trans people of color. If that's you and you feel called to go, wonderful. If that's not you, please. Those spaces are meant to, for people with those experiences specifically. On Thursday, June 15th, there is a Can't Cancel Pride concert. It's an iHeart Radio concert. It should be live streamed, and it's going to have people like JoJo Siwa, Brandi Carlile, Adam Lambert, Big Frida, Ciara, Billy Porter, Fletcher, Haley Kiyoko, Kelsey Ballerini, Kesha. Oh my gosh, that is a stacked lineup. Also happening on Thursday, June 15th, is a virtual teen comics chat. This is hosted by the New York Public Library and is aimed at teens ages 13 to 18. On Saturday, June 17th, the Invisible Histories Project is hosting a zine-making workshop. This one looks cool. I'm thinking about going to that one for sure. Well, another event that I attended actually in the past, last year, is the Sick and Disabled Zine and Craft Fair, also called the SAD Fair. This is happening from Sunday, June 18th through Saturday, June 24th. And there are a ton of sick and disabled makers, vendors selling cool stuff, anything from stickers, other wearables, zines, of course, as the name indicates. And there's also a series of really interesting looking workshops. For example, there's a workshop about dance on Tuesday, June 20th, and about disabled movement. There's a mobility aid decorating party that is hosted by Sad Clown Club. That's happening on Wednesday, June 21st. There's also another workshop about this big topic called artivism, which is a combination of art and activism, and it's about art for mutual aid and liberation. That is Thursday, June 22nd. And there's also going to be a creative ritual space for queer, trans, Black, Indigenous, and people of color called Cripping Sacred on Friday, June 23rd. On Tuesday the 20th, backing up a little bit, there is an exhibition by the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery about sexuality and the Harlem Renaissance. Another amazing multi-day offering is the International Queer Women of Color Film Festival. This is happening Friday, June 23rd through Friday, June 30th. And it is put on and hosted by the Queer Women of Color Media Arts Project. A two-day event that is going to be happening on Friday, June 23rd to Saturday, June 24th is Pride Our Way, which is organized by the group Upgrade Accessibility. I think we're still waiting on a few more specific details to come out, but that should be an interesting online gathering. And on Tuesday, June 27th, there will be a book talk with the editor and contributors of the book Saving the Future, and they'll be discussing the latest in LGBTQ+ radical movement work and abolitionist queer strategies. This is hosted by Firestorm Books and Coffee. Throughout the month, and actually throughout the whole year, there's some groups that host online support groups. For example, Still COVIDing and DisQueer, that's dis-queer, have various offerings from people who are navigating sober living to places for QT BIPOC to, various sick and disabled experiences, people who are still COVIDing, still isolating, and still being very cautious. There's also some local organizations that do this kind of work, such as the Center on Colfax, Queer Asterisk, and the Umbrella Collective.
They build wooden houses on frozen ponds in the summertime when the water's gone. Diagonal lines in their rolled out lawns, and the sage always smells so pretty. But nobody cares where the birds have gone when the rain comes down on Babylon. The stonemason's phone rings all day long, and you gotta get back to the city. I build my house up on this rock, baby, every day with you. There's nothing in that town I need after everything we've been through. Me out in my garden, and you out.
She's a paper plate. She was going down when you caught her. I built my house.
It's an earthquake. It's a hard wind. It's a record breaking tide, and it is rolling in. It's a big sea, but it can't touch you and me. It's just no water for you and water for you. I need that money, baby.
Okay, so that was a lot. Hopefully there is something for everyone in the selection of quiet queer pride events that have been curated here. Again, all of the event information and the links can be found at kgnu.org/outsources, and you can select the 2023 Pride Events show. You've been listening to Outsources on KGNU, FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. I'm Kelly Drumright, and I've been discussing pride and accessibility, as well as sharing information about some virtual pride celebrations happening throughout the month of June. For more information, you can visit news.kgnu.org and click on Outsources under the Shows and Features tab. As always, let us know if you have comments or feedback about today's show by emailing outsources@kgnu.org. KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 AM Denver, 99.1 FM in Central Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org, on mobile devices with the KGNU app, and on smart speakers by saying play KGNU.